Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. For this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
As we saw in yesterday's devotion, Jesus, God made flesh, didn't insist on the position and privileges that were rightly his. Instead, he emptied himself and became a servant. But this was not merely token humility. He took this step all the way to death. In fact, the excruciating and demeaning death by crucifixion. This is a powerful statement of God's character. What the Lord delights in is not arrogance, of course, but a servant's heart. Jesus set aside power to serve in humility. Since those of us who are believers want to gain in Christ-likeness, shouldn't humble service be our goal as well? To avoid losing sight of this calling, let's keep in mind the lengths our Heavenly Father went to. He reached into death and raised Jesus to new life, resurrection life. God highly exalted the Savior, giving him the name above every name. Even if we somehow miss the breathtaking scope of the Savior's love and service during his life on earth, it will be clear when he returns. Philippians 2, verse 10 says that every knee will bow before Jesus. The phrase, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, indicates that everything will worship him as Lord. In God's view, the way up is down. We don't please or honor him by exalting ourselves. Rather, we pour out what he's given us in service and humility to the glory of God the Father.